Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
We shall be your happy place today. We will not touch you. We will not cough spittle on you. We will not even breathe in your general direction. You can comfortably get as close as you want to the speaker, and nothing will happen
no
to
worries.
You.
No worries.
Nice.
Even if I, like, if I do that.
Why did you do that?
Well, just, that was an example.
No, that's just gross.
But
no, don't do that.
But we are here.
No, I understand. Yeah. But see,
Zachary, stop it.
No, I would buy some Lysol and just spray people then.
Spray it in your mouth.
Yeah.
I didn't do nothing. I'm fine.
Stop it.
I'm painting a picture.
Stop painting, Bob Ross. I hate you.
Bob Ross, man, when he did those happy little trees, I'm just trying to give a happy little tree to everybody. Why you gotta be so overreactionary?
You're killing me right now.
Yeah, I see what we got here. You got like 27,000 rolls of paper towels and toilet paper at your house.
If you will.
Yeah, every other thing. I understand. Just trying to set the happy place. You should be the happiest of all people, Antoine.
Why is that?
You did mind control yesterday. You were very excited about doing your mind control.
What did I mind? Oh, yes.
Antoine loves.
That did make me very happy.
And we'll go to our happy place, because everybody can go to their happy place today. That's what we're going to do. Happy Place USA, right here. And you were in your happy place yesterday.
Yeah, I actually woke up with a smile. Like, I enjoyed it that much.
Isn't that the best?
Yeah.
I assume, because I don't know if I've ever woken up with a smile. Monica, have you ever woken up?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah. When I realized it's Saturday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And you thought it was Friday?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. No, remember I told you, like, I like to take naps or go to sleep with, like, especially naps with the TV on.
Yeah.
So that I can dream.
Yeah, you do it for a reason. I mean, yes. There are people that like to nap with the TV on, or they like to sleep with TV because it helps them relax. Antoine does it for a level of mind control because he's trying to insert himself into the television show via his dreams.
And it worked.
Oh,
it worked
it
yesterday. I was watching. I took a nap watching ESPN, and they were interviewing one of my favorite women basketball players of all time.
Okay.
And in the dream, but it was also happening on TV, they were like, all right, we're going to be back, and we're going to interview Cheryl Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I remember in the dream, I looked at Jalen Rose, and I was like, hey, is she going to be in studio? Is this, you know, live?
Oh, wow, you were there. You were hosting.
Yeah, I was a part. I was, like, in the studio with them.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to meet Cheryl Miller. And then I woke up and realized it was a dream, but I was still smiling. I was like, I was happy for a moment there.
Yeah.
And then the smile goes away. She's like, not even real.
She's not even here.
Stupid. It was a feel-good moment.
I loved it. I was so happy.
That's cute.
That makes me happy.
Look at you. You were going to get to interview one of your icons.
Yes.
See, but don't worry. It's actually probably good that you woke up when you did, because what happens when you have those dreams like that is it's totally going to work out, and you're so excited, and you're going to get to interview your icon, Cheryl Miller, and then all of a sudden, you've lost your notes. Like, your notes are gone. And then they can't hear you.
Yes, I'm trying to ask questions, but they're talking over me.
Yeah. Nightmare.
No,
that's what it ends up being. You're stuck on stage. You ain't got no pants on. It's all those different things. So we will we'll live in our happy place today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about pizza this week.
Okay.
That's not a problem, is it?
No, we're talking happy place.
Yeah, so
I'm all about some pizza.
All right. Yeah.
I watched some, because I had to break up with A Handmaid's Tale this week, so it was just bumming me out. Just killing me, man. That was not a happy place.
So it's not ice cream for you after a breakup. It's pizza.
You know, it was just, I needed to go to a happy place TV show, so it was a food TV show. That's usually where I go.
That's
just
safe.
Soothing. It's safe. Exactly. It's safe. It's happy. You get to learn about people and their genius. And I was watching the show on Netflix. It's called Ugly Delicious. And Ugly Delicious, this
I've
show.
That, yeah.
Well, I know you've seen 10 minutes of every show on
Netflix.
Yeah,
that is right. That is true.
Monica is the algorithm, in case you're wondering, on Netflix.
To figure out.
Yeah, when it says top 10. What were you doing?
It was my purse hit the button.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. I was about to say.
Yes, I knocked myself off. My mic off. Yeah.
Okay, I was very confused. I thought maybe you'd turn yourself off to just sanitize or whatever. But it was this whole episode about pizza and the art of pizza and these people who just, it's their life, and they went to Italy, and there's a pizza, you know, the board of pizza. And it was so much passion and so much delicious pizza. And all I wanted to do was eat pizza, quit my job, and open a pizza restaurant. That was it.
Delicious.
Yeah.
That's not a terrible job right there.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and I'll eventually get fired. fired from here, so I'll figure it out.
You can still do it.
My only struggle is getting that flour on my hands, man. I really don't like dry hands and flour. So.
But you probably get used to it.
I feel like I go one step above. Of course I'll get used to it. I got people for that.
Yeah, he's going to pay people to do it. He's not going to do it.
I own the pizza place. Get my hands dirty. So many exciting features you could have on your phone. Mm-hmm. And this one. Whatever this is right here.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
You say it like a thang hack. And this one right here.
That's what it feels like to me. So because Monica says she's got some feature that she claims Apple is working on, and Antoine, I'm just not fully trustworthy. Let me make sure it works.
I think you're going to like it.
Hang on. Let me just test this.
Nope.
Okay. Make sure it worked before we go.
Because have you ever sent a text to the wrong person?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Where they're working on a feature where you can retract that text.
Yeah. I'd like that one, actually.
Okay, see?
Yeah, sounds a good one.
And they said Apple, they wanted to be a part of the next update for the iPhones. So you'll be able to retract a text. You'll send the text, retract it if you need to, and then it'll send an alert to, you know, the person saying that the message has been unsent. And, you know,
Now you have to explain yourself.
Right. No, I want to be able to suck it back immediately.
What if you're in an argument and you send something like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Like, that was too far.
What did you say?
And you said something that you shouldn't have.
I know.
And then all they get is a retraction message. So then they demand to know what you said. This is terrible.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Why do they have to make us be exposed to everything? You think about it.
When you drop out of a group. Like
that's another one.
I hate those. Yeah.
Someone sends you some annoying, virtual spam or whatever. Hey, my new book is coming out. And you don't want to be part of the conversation. It's fine. You've been made aware, but you don't need everyone's like thumbs up and whatever. So, Zach Jackson has left the conversation.
Oh, I can't stand that. When you get that in Facebook groups, like if you leave the group. And it sends it alert.
And you know that message is out.
I won't leave. I'll specifically sit there. I mean, and it's another one. Again, it's like we have to be exposed to everything. I was so excited when they finally allowed you to edit a post on Facebook.
But then it shows edit.
And then it shows all the edits. So it shows your stupid trail anyway.
It shows edit history.
He had to edit. What did he have to edit?
And it says edited.
Yeah. Edited comment. Because actually that came on one of my Facebook posts. One of my friends commented. And then it says they edited their comment. I was like, no, I want to know what they said the first time.
Right. So then you get to go back and see, and then you see, because you've usually just been burned by autocorrect or something stupid.
But so why? So why do?
Why do we have to be exposed? Why does every level of the journey have to be there?
Yeah.
Again, allow me to retract the text. Great idea.
But why do you have to send a notification about it?
So and so has retracted a text. Why would you tell them that? Come on, man.
We gotta look for the next update on the phone. We'll be able to.
There's a reason I'm deleting it.
Exactly.
I don't want anybody to know.
I mean, imagine if maybe you had all these feelings, Antoine. You wanted to just confess your feelings to someone and finally let them know that you loved them. And so you went to their house and you knocked on their door. And you realize they weren't home and you got scared and you thought, you know what? This is a sign. I should not expose my feelings. This is God telling me that this is not the right thing to do. I'll leave. But then if there was a big notification on their door that said Antoine was here and knocked on your door.
Now they're going to call them like, why were you here?
No reason.
I got lost.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my ring doorbell saw you and you looked very deep in thought. What were you doing there?
What's going on?
Stop it.
Why do we have to be exposed? No.
All the time.
Retract a text. Great. Notification of retraction? Stupid. Terrible idea.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Dupla.
Today we will call it what not to do during the coronavirus. Freak out.
What not to do.
Yeah. Well, because there's plenty of things to do. Wash your hands, all those other things. Don't touch sick people. But then other people are they're listening to advice like, hey, why don't you go ahead and drink bleach? That'll cure you of the coronavirus. Yes.
Just a little sip. A little sippy sip.
Yeah, they've had to ban people on Amazon that try to sell these coronavirus cures that are basically just bleach.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
When people are desperate, they'll try anything.
Because people are dumb. I saw some idiot yesterday at the grocery store. 3 36 rolls of toilet paper.
Yeah, people are going crazy.
And I'm like, I want to go up to him and be like, so, doing a lot of pooping? Is that what's going on here?
What if he was like, actually, yes.
Well, then, well, step away.
That's a good answer.
Step away.
Like, all right, I'm going to back away.
I'd be like, all right, sir, if that was the case, I would have appreciated if you ordered this stuff online. That would have been better. Or sent somebody else out to do it.
Well, before I left town, I just wanted a little travel-sized bottle of sanitizer. Mm-mm. And I walk into the store, and they said, we're out. And I'm like, you're out of everything? He said, we don't have wipes. We don't have sanitizer. We have nothing. He said, we don't even have the make-your-own sanitizer. I'm like, there's a make-your-own kit.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't know you had your own sanitizer kit.
Yeah.
All right.
And I don't even know, is more coming? Who the heck even knows?
Yeah, and where is it coming from? Like, is it able to be shipped?
And let's be clear. All these people have hoarded it, have it sitting around. They're going to do anything with it. They're probably the big gross people that buy all of it and then don't even use it. It's sitting in their house. They haven't even opened it. Was more people in the country of Iran have died from drinking tainted alcohol to prevent the coronavirus than have actually died from the coronavirus.
Oh, wow.
It's like 45 people. I just saw the headline. At least 44 dead. Now, 20 people have passed away from the coronavirus in that country.
Yeah.
So twice as many have died because there was some rumor going around that you had to drink alcohol. Now, alcohol is illegal in Iran. So they were buying it from bootleggers who had basically put this industrial strength ethanol and methanol together.
Wow.
And so they're drinking poison. They are basically just drinking poison. And, you know, that's the end of that.
Yeah. Like a better chance just getting sick and ride it out.
You know? here's another thing. What not to do during the coronavirus. Please, for the love of God, stop stealing masks from hospitals.
Oh, God.
Yep, because people are doing that now. They are. Here's
our hospital has noticed, like probably every other hospital in the country, that masks are being stolen. Prior to the coronavirus outbreak, masks were located everywhere. Every little corner hallway, we have masks put out for patients who come in who are coughing to be able to put it on themselves. But currently in this state, we've had to actually gather them and put them in locked facilities so that we have them available for our healthcare workers.
Yeah.
We have a problem.
I could see that happening, too. Yeah. Like, you're in the hospital, like, with a family member. You're not even a patient. And you just see them sitting out, like, you know what? I'm going to grab a couple of these.
Just take like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Suddenly you're treating them like napkins at McDonald's. Like, you're just taking a ton of them.
They got extra.
Way more than you need. I am totally wondering, how long do you think it takes before all of these containers of wipes that have been put out here in the broadcast palace are stolen? How long? Because they're in every room.
I think we're good. I don't think so.
I don't think that makes it until, I think by Tuesday, that will be gone.
By Tuesday?
Yes. I think it, over the weekend.
It will be stolen.
It'll probably be stolen.
I believe you are correct.
Yeah.
Yes, because we have these giant containers of Lysol wipes.
So it'll be stolen by someone that works here like one day a month?
Yeah. Yep. They will come in and be like, you know what? It'll be somebody like they went to the grocery store to buy some.
Oh, I didn't have any, so I'm just going to take these.
And they'll just take them from here.
Right, because I need them. Yeah. Garrett, even though it has a little sticker on it that says K92, I promise you this will be in somebody's house. The other ones that'll be stolen is we have these production rooms. They're kind of like extra studios. They're in there. Those are as good as gone by tomorrow.
Oh, they have them in the production rooms too. Oh, yeah.
Don't ask it in a way that sounds like you're stealing it, because that's what you asked for. Oh, they have them in
there.
I was like, they're going to be gone.
And no one will notice.
Let me go ahead and take Gotta check Monica's car.
Yeah, so would you please stop stealing stuff as well? For the love! Oh, my God. We're just... You know what? This is a good time right here. Remember moments like this, because remember when we always complained about how the government and you know, your parents and your teachers and everybody tells you what to do. How come they always have to tell us what they do and what to do and treat us like we're stupid? Because we are. We are now. It's terrifying.
Welcome to Fat Chance. I'm your host, Antoine Terrell. Fat Chance is a game where we find out how much faith you have in your morning thanger and how much faith your morning thanger has in you.
Yeah, and it seems fair in this day and age that, you know, to really up the ante and take this game seriously of me versus Monica is loser gets injected with the coronavirus. I think that's fair.
Oh, they have to.
Yeah. Otherwise, we won't try as hard.
But then they get a vacation.
That's a miserable vacation.
It is. It is, but they still...
With the potential of death. Though I suppose you could say you could die on any vacation.
Exactly.
So let's see who's teaming up with who today. We have selected Michael for Team Zach. Good morning, Michael.
Morning.
Michael, have you been hoarding anything during the corona frenzy?
No, I haven't.
Okay, that's good. That's a good match. Right. See, I have faith in this guy right here. He's my teammate, and I like him.
Right.
He sounds level-headed, sounds like he thinks things through. Michael, what do you do for a living?
I'm a plumber.
He's a plumber.
Ah.
All right. Lay some pipe and, you know, do some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
good.
All right, I like this guy. I'm good with him. Okay, you're going to get Sharon. Let's say good morning. Hi, Sharon.
Good morning.
Sharon, you're going to be Team Monica, that's correct?
Yeah.
And you feel good about Monica in this game.
She feels really good.
Do you have any, would you like to get to know Sharon at all? Do you have any questions for her?
Sharon, so your favorite food?
Pizza.
We bond.
All right.
We're besties.
Yes, you guys bond because Sharon, you love pizza and Monica refuses to eat the whole pizza and she just rips the toppings off and destroys that pizza.
Teamwork.
So,
I'll take the rest of it.
We work together. See,
you would eat her crustal leavens. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I love the crust.
Okay.
Ah. That's a favorite part.
Yeah. Man.
You know, that is one of these are the trying times we live in when people are freaking out about the coronavirus and all these things. You know, we don't talk about the true dilemmas, like the fact that when we're at my house and we're all eating delicious pizza and the kids, because they never eat the crust and it always is just sitting there. And I want to eat that.
Yeah.
But they go to school. And other people's kids are gross. Uh-huh. These are the debates. I mean, Sharon, would you eat it anyway?
Sure.
All right. See that's,
she loves
that's a woman that just doesn't give a crap.
She is committed. All right. So in Fat Chance, I'm going to give Zach and Michael and Sharon and Monica a category. And you guys will predict how many items can be named in that category in 15 seconds. If you feel your player can name more than your opponents, you can raise the stakes by adding numbers. If not, you say Fat Chance, your opponent will have to go first to 2 points wins.
Back and forth, back and forth. We met Team Michael, Team Zach first, so we'll go ahead and decide first. Michael, it'll be up to you. How much faith do you have in me? Antoine, the category, please.
All right, Michael, how many, according to the official website, how many flavors of M&Ms can Zach name in 15 seconds?
Ooh, okay. Flavors of M&Ms.
And I will tell you that there are 12.
12.
Okay. They list 12 on the M&M website of their flavors.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't actually know there were flavors.
I think it means, you know, just sort of variations.
Yeah, the variations, yeah. But they are very specific flavors.
All right.
Ooh.
We'll go with four.
Okay, four.
All right, four. All right, Sharon, do you think Monica could name five or more, or do you want to say Fat Chance to Zach and four?
Let's try five. Try five.
Oh, sorry. Sharon? I turned Sharon off.
Oh, Sharon. Let's go turn Sharon off.
I silenced Sharon. I shut her down.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think?
I think she can definitely do five.
Five.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mike. Do you think Zach can do six, or you want to say Fat Chance to Monica?
Give me six. I can do six.
All right. We'll get six.
Six.
All right, Sharon. Wow. Do you think Monica can do seven? Now we're getting into bumpy territory. Do you think Monica can do
seven? Let's do it. Let's just go ahead.
Yeah. Go.
Okay. Seven.
Ooh, seven.
All right, Mike.
All right.
There's only 12 total. Do you think Zach can name let's eight out of those 12?
Now, let's see what you can do, Mike. Let's put her to the test.
All right. Fat Chance.
Fat Chance, Monica. 20 seconds. Take it away. M&M flavors. Go.
All right. Plain, peanut, almond, minis, crispy. They have the almonds. Okay. So they have the mint, the dark chocolate, and... walnut version.
Very interesting. Antoine, did she get seven?
How many? You needed seven, and you said plain. You said peanut. You said crispy. You said almond. You said minis. You said mint. That was only six.
Oh!
You're wrong. I almost gave you credit for what you didn't say, but I'm like, you didn't say white chocolate. I don't know why I marked that. Like, you said that one.
And technically, I was going to argue she didn't say dark chocolate either because she said dark. She said jark chocolate, which I don't know what that is.
I did say dark.
She did say dark. That's when I marked white when you said dark.
She said jark chocolate, though.
So what does that mean?
We might need to go to the tape, Zach.
Because I got seven.
We might need to go to the tape.
Well, I know she said it, but she said jark chocolate.
No, come on, Zach.
She gets that one, Zach.
Right, so I got a point, right?
She gets that one, Zach.
That means you're wrong.
Unless you want to bring up the
minis counts, really?
Yeah, yes, that was one of the flavors. Right. So if you go to the website, it has flavors. You click to the right, and minis comes up.
Okay. So does that mean?
Yes, that's a point.
That's a point
for Sharon Monica.
Sharon, we got that.
Fraudulent.
We
what a
ripoff. And thank you, Zach. Because
Zach, you didn't help her.
Well, everyone would have texted in anyway because you would have rolled through all of them.
All right.
What were the ones that she missed? Oh, any others?
I folded it up. Peanut butter, caramel, coffee nut, white chocolate.
What was that, Sharon?
Where's the pretzel, M&M?
Yeah, and pretzel.
Yeah,
and
pretzel. Isn't there a coconut one, too? Nope. I've seen that one out there.
Not on their website.
Maybe a special.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Special. Okay.
All right.
Well, that category was clearly stupid. So let's move on.
All right, Sharon, you get the bid first in this category. I mean, Monica, you get the bid first in this category for Sharon.
Okay.
How many states can Sharon name that border an ocean?
Ooh. Sharon, how do you feel?
Uh-huh. I can do this.
Okay. There's 19 total.
Okay, 19 total.
So she can. I think you got five.
Five. All right. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Michael is a plumber. The man deals in water. I feel like he can definitely do more than five. Okay. Michael, you got some geography in you, buddy. You know what? I'm going eight.
Wow.
Eight.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, Michael's wow. like, dang.
Up that ante. There's 19 of them. Michael, he can just start rattling off states like he's in the fourth grade. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever.
All right.
I say
eight. Did he say yeah?
It doesn't matter. What?
Zach did the bid.
All right.
So, Monica, it's nine or more for Sharon, a fat chance to Mike doing eight.
What do you think, Michael, Sharon? Do you want to go with it?
We can do more than that.
Okay. All right. So, nine.
All right. Zach, do you think Michael can do 10 or more?
Michael, you're a plumber. You feel good about this, don't you?
Yeah, I'll try 10.
10.
Ooh, 10. Wow, this is escalating.
So, you'll try 10.
Yes.
All right,
Sharon's
Monica.
Gonna go with...
He'll try the 10.
Sharon?
Yeah.
11?
11.
11. All right.
All right. All right. Zach, it's 12. We're up to 12 now.
Michael, how are we feeling? Let's do 12. We want to do 12?
We'll try 12.
All right. We're going 12.
Oh, you know what? With that, I think fat chance, right? Do you think that should
be? All right. So, Michael, you have to name 12 states that border an ocean.
Michael, I swear to God, just start screaming out like you're staring at a map. You have 12 states. You have 20 seconds. They touch oceans. Ready? Go.
All right. Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, Virginia, South Carolina, Maryland, Connecticut, Maine, New Hampshire, mm-hmm. Washington, California, mm-hmm. Oregon, mm-hmm. Texas, mm-hmm. New Mexico.
I think he did it.
Well, Texas is not one. Let me count real quick.
Texas touches the Gulf of Mexico. It touches water.
That's not an official ocean.
Oh, get out of here. It's connected to an ocean. Don't you even. Don't even start with
you
me.
You got to fight for that point.
How many did he need?
He needed 12.
And 12. Not including Texas, he got 12.
All right, good. Okay. Good. And I would have fought to the death on Texas also because the Gulf of Mexico is connected to the Atlantic Ocean.
So the arm bone's connected to the collarbone too,
exactly.
But it doesn't count.
Exactly.
All right, so for the last category.
Good job, Michael. Good
All right,
job.
Michael, Thank this you. Is on you. In 15 seconds, how many talk show hosts, past and present, can Zach name? And you will have to say... the show, if I ask you
talk
at the end.
Talk show host, past and present. Okay. All right. Past and present.
Past and present. So I'm giving you a big thing.
Okay. All right. Oh, man. All right. Give me nine. I can do like nine.
Nine?
Oh, yeah.
How did I go 10?
Oh, you guys are just going back and forth.
No, look,
you guys are just going back and forth.
Right, Sharon, I know we need our teammates.
Y'all are competitive right now. All right, Mike. Zach said you can do nine. You want to go nine?
Let's do nine.
Okay.
All right. Sharon,
Monica's demanding
Monica
10.
Says she could do 10.
I think Monica can do 10.
All right. Michael, do you, 11 to Zach?
Give me 11.
All right. 11 to Zach. 11.
All right, Sharon, 12 to Monica.
Then I have to go 12.
Yeah, go 12.
Michael, 13 Ooh. To Zach.
Michael, I'll leave it up to you. This is your game. You tell me.
I'm going to have to fat chance.
Okay.
It.
Fat chance, 12 talk show hosts, 20 seconds. Ooh. Take it away, Monica, go.
Ricky Lake, Jenny Jones, Oprah, Dr. Phil, Phil Donahue, Geraldo, Montel Williams, Dr. Love, Dr. Oz, the doctors, Gail, she had one. Robin, what's her name? Not Robin James. she works here.
Her name, first and last, was mm-hmm. Not Enough.
Not Enough.
That was her name.
Crap.
You did not, you got maybe nine, if I count Dr. Love, who I don't know what it is, but I can look it up. She didn't get enough. Zach, you won.
You're wrong.
I wasn't sure.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
I feel like everybody has sort of an unusual talent.
Yeah.
And it's not like a super common one. It's when, I'm talented at basketball. Well, yes. Mm-hmm. But are you able to rub your hand over the basketball and count how many bumpies are on it?
Something odd, random, mm-hmm. very, really random.
Do you have something, Antoine, that you feel like is a talent? Like, I'm really good at stereotyping people based solely on their name. Like, I don't have to know mm-hmm. anything about them, but if they tell me their name and how it's spelled,
go off the name.
I can usually describe their personality, and I'd say I'm accurate 80% of the time.
All right.
Yeah. I'm pretty good. I'm really good at memorizing movies, like the first time I watch them, like being able to quote back movies.
Okay.
Like anything Will Smith. That's a talent.
Well, everything Will Smith.
Everything. But everything.
All movies I'm pretty good at.
Than the talent.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy. Will Smith, watch out.
Monica has this, it's an amazing talent. I've watched it for years now, and it's so impressive that she is able to kill and never get caught, which I find it's impressive.
Goodness, I want to talk about that.
I mean, knitting. Joey Chestnut. Do you know that name?
Yes, I know who that is.
Antoine knows the name. Monica, do you
I've
know
heard
that
of
name?
Him.
Yes, you have. Joey Chestnut.
Yeah.
He's what?
He's a sports person. I don't know.
He's not technically a sports person.
He's on the sports channel.
It's a competition that he will often participate in. He is the best person in the world
at poker.
No. Eating. He's the hot dog guy.
Hot dog. Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
He just set the world record for eating 32 Big Macs in 38 minutes.
Is he alive still?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I know.
Wow. That's the next question.
18,000 calories.
Woo.
Oh, my God.
Is he a small guy?
No, he's just a normal looking dude. He's not gigantic.
Yeah, but he's not tiny either.
How did you find out you could eat that much without throwing up?
I don't know.
He makes me hate hot dogs, actually. Every time I see him dunk a hot dog in water before he eats it.
Because he does this sort of
thing.
And
that's just gross. Dunking a hot dog.
In the water, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if he dunked the Big Macs. You can watch it. The Big Macs are kind of trending because they are introducing a mini Big Mac. So they're going to take one patty off and they're going to take that middle bread out.
So it's just a burger.
But with all the special stuff.
Okay. All the ingredients.
Pickles, onions, on a sesame seed bun, all that stuff. And then they're doing one that's double. So extra patty.
Oh.
They're going to put two more
patties. You'll go big or go home.
Oh,
that's a lot.
So much. Though.
I like when it's like the double quarter pounder. I mean, it is. We're
a
talking,
lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
But it's a good lot, you know? You might hate yourself after it, but you love yourself while you're doing it.
Number two
trending. Coronavirus has caused the Coachella Music Festival to get pushed off to, what is it, October, November?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about
Stagecoach is the country music version, and that's getting pushed off as well. So Elon Musk, the Tesla guy, has stepped in and says, Coachella sucks anyway. I'm going to replace it with an underground rave.
Oh.
Yes.
Really?
Says he's going to build some sort of mega rave cave, which sounds scary.
He does.
And it's going to be underneath the Tesla factory. Hmm. He says it's going to be epic sound system. Woofers the size of a car.
Yeah.
This is one of those guys where it just seems like one of your bro friends from college ended up with $1 billion.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he has ideas, and he says, okay.
A regular person with a lot of money. So they just spend it on everything.
But he is. He's your bro friend.
Yep.
And you go to his house because now he has $1 billion. So he just has strippers bring you Cheez-Its just because he can. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just one of those guys now.
Number one.
Bad news, Monica. I know this is now the coronavirus is starting to affect your life. Because the big cuddle party in San Francisco has been postponed.
Oh, no cuddles.
Oh, dang.
Yep. The monthly cuddle party that they hold in San Francisco
has been postponed.
Now, good news, at least so far, is the orgy that's scheduled in L.A. next week is still on, allegedly. Mm. So,
down the street.
Cuddle up.
There's so many things. That's it. Wendy Williams' show is not doing studio audience anymore. Dr. Phil, The View, Live with Kelly and Ryan, Good Morning America.
Yep.
So much.
It's the Northeast is kind of freaking out.
They
right
are a
now.
Little nervous up there.
They are. And the Pacific Northwest. It's kind of both.
If you had to take the subway to work every day, you'd kind of be nervous too.
Yeah, since you have more people just in close quarters.
Yeah.
You got all walks of life. You have people that have just arrived in the country.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot going on. Here locally, I do think it's worth pointing out that at this point, we'll of course keep you posted. The St. Patrick's Day Parade is on for Saturday in downtown Roanoke. Mm-hmm. And, I've talked to everybody behind the scenes and they're obviously monitoring everything and they're talking to experts and they're going to make the best decision possible. As of now, it's on. And we will see you there as we MC the parade, which is this Saturday. We also have t-shirts we're going to hand out from Awful Arthur's.
Yes, I'm excited for those.
And we'll be tossing them out, so we won't even touch you. We'll just throw them at you.
You can catch them with some gloves.
Right. So you come in like your Pope-mobile or whatever it's going to be. Just open the top, and we'll try to throw the t-shirts down in there. And, of course, we will keep you posted.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. The scam request comes from Wendy. This is Zach, my husband Steven's a perfect setup for a birthday scam right now. He just started a new job last week And I've heard you mess with new employees a bunch of times, and it has come and been awesome. Yes, thank you. If you could do this for me, I can give him a birthday and a new work memory that he'll never forget. Thanks. I'm going to go ahead and call him up right now, because well, the biggest offense in the workplace, my opinion, stinky microwave. I'd rather you steal, unless I'm the boss, but I'm not. So I'd rather you steal than do the stinky microwave. So I'm calling because we got problems. This is the birthday scam, the Clam Man, here on the K92 Morning Thing.
Hello, this is Steven.
Hello, Steven. This is Johnson from Human Resources in the downtown office.
Hey, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm just checking in to see how everything is going on the job so far.
Well, it's great. Yeah. I mean, yeah, everything's great.
Okay, fantastic. You're settling in okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm just excited for the opportunity, and I feel really good about where we're going.
Okay, so now that we've got the small talk out of the way that they make me start with, I can just get down to the real reason I'm calling.
You're okay. Is there a problem or something?
Oh, yeah. Big problem.
Yeah, honestly, I'm really confused right now, but just let me know what's going on, and I'm happy to help out.
Oh, I think you know.
Actually, sir, I don't know.
It's clams, Steven. Clams.
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 Yeah, I'm not following.
We've received multiple complaints, Steven, that someone has been heating up clams in the microwave in the break room. Strong, stinky clams.
Yeah. Sir, I can assure you.
And here's the deal, Steven. Anybody who's worked here longer than about 2 seconds knows that stinky foods in the microwave is a big no-no here. So we've concluded that you must be the Clam Man.
Wait, I swear to you, that was not me. I've not eaten anything like that since I started working here.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Sure thing. You know, Steven, I see here in your files, I'm looking at it right now, you're originally from Connecticut?
Yeah, that's right.
Connecticut, which, correct me if I'm wrong, is part of New England, is it not?
It is.
New England, famous for their New England clam chowder. So you might as well have clams on your hands right now. Steven, just confess, and maybe we can save your job.
Well, save my job? Sir, no, wait. I swear to you, on anything, that was not me. I didn't heat up clams in the microwave. I bring a sandwich every day for lunch. Hey, bring a sandwich. I don't heat anything up.
Oh, a sandwich, you say?
Yes, a sandwich.
Is that sandwich ever tuna?
Sometimes.
Tuna! Just swimming around an ocean of flavors, aren't we, Steven?
Sir, I can assure you, no kind of smell has happened, and I've actually seen other people eating tuna fish sandwiches in the break room.
Oh, other people. Is that what you say? So I see how this is. You're going to be a little snitch now, are you?
Wow.
I'm not being a snitch. I'm simply pointing out.
You know what they say, Steven, about snitches. You know what snitches get, don't you?
Are you actually going to say snitches right now?
No, I'm actually going to say birthday scams right now. They get birthday scams. Hi, well, it's Zach from K92. You're on the radio. Hi.
Zach.
What? K92. Birthday scam. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang. Birthday
scam. The K92 Morning Thang blows your mind.
Yeah, I don't know what y'all got, but I got a guy that he hasn't blanked since 1997 because he's been too busy.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, he's just got too much going on, man. Real busy.
Well, okay. Something was rescued from a drain, like a plumber drain. Like a plumber rescued something from a drain. What was it?
A plumber.
No. It was not another plumber.
Another plumber.
Okay, well, this restaurant, they're looking for 6,000 pounds of what? They lost something.
Oh, they lost it.
Yep.
Hey,
they
lose 6,000 pounds of anything.
Exactly.
All right, good question. Guy hasn't blanked since 1997 because he's been, quote, too busy. A, called his mom. B, renewed his driver's license. Or C, showed up to work.
I'm going to C, just because.
Yeah, I was thinking showed up to work as well.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
That means
too busy
wrong.
To work.
The correct answer is renew his driver's license. And you know what? I will say this. I know how this guy feels because I do believe the universe is against me right now.
Oh, you think so?
Mm-hmm. This dude got pulled over, expired license, 1997, said, look, I've just been too busy, man. Just too busy. I got a lot going on.
I can't do it.
Yeah, 23 years. I tried to get my license yesterday. That real ID, they make you do that.
All that stuff.
I was being a good boy because you got to get that stupid thing by August or October. And what I really don't want to do is try to get it in August or September when everybody's trying to do it. So I do the right thing. I go find that mobile DMV, that little van that goes around because nobody ever pays attention to that thing. Mm-hmm. So the lines are way quicker there. I show up.
Yep.
Ain't nobody there.
Oh,
very exciting. No, just there was nobody there because the DMV, mobile DMV had an exhaust leak and they had to shut it down for the day. I'm like,
and she said, that stinks.
She said, well, we'll be in Vinton in a week. I said, you might as well tell me you're going to be in Jupiter in a week. Get out of here.
I guess I get mine done in a week, Dad.
See, too busy, too much going on. So I get it. That's it. 23 years from now, I'm just not going to have it anymore.
All right, well, this plumber was too busy trying to rescue something from a bathroom. Drain. What was it?
Plumber.
Was it? Hey, it was not a plumber. That is not an option on this test.
Is there a drain involved?
Yes.
Okay, good.
In the drain, was it A, a puppy, B, a snake, C, a Baby Yoda toy?
Okay.
I'm going C again. Baby Yoda.
Yeah. Well, because no one needs to rescue a snake and the puppy is just too scary to think about. I'm trapped in there anyway, so I'm going to go with Baby Yoda as well.
All right. Well,
I'm sure
both
it's
you guys
wrong, but that's okay.
Would be wrong. It was actually a 2-day-old puppy.
What?
Yeah, 2-day-old puppy slipped down the shower drain. They were all like all the little puppies were in the bathtub.
And they fell down the shower drain.
And they slipped down the little shower drain.
How big is the shower hole in
this shower drain is very big.
All right.
This hole is a nice size. But yeah, they had to go in and like cut it so they didn't hurt the little puppy.
Okay, well, I'm glad they got the puppy.
That person needs to fix the drain.
Yeah, the puppy is safe.
Yeah.
One of them screens.
What are they doing?
Right.
They got a lot of hair.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying is that's why they need a hair screen because of all their hair's getting sucked down this giant hole. That's just gross for the rest of us.
Okay, so I have a restaurant. They're looking for their shipment. They lost 6,000 pounds of what? A, chickpeas. B, bear meat. C, blowfish.
I'm going blowfish because you've been guessing C, so I'm assuming you put your answer at C.
Nobody wants chickpeas, so I don't think they'd even answer for that. Where's my blowfish at? I'm going blowfish.
And you're both wrong.
Chickpeas.
Nobody wants any chickpeas.
In Little Sesame in D.C., they said that they are looking for their shipment. They had over 6,000 pounds of chickpeas were supposed to arrive.
And it's just gone?
And they said they made it into town, but they don't know where they went to. So they contacted the guy, you know, their supplier in Montana, and was like, what's the deal? He was like, well, it's there in D.C., but someone stole their chickpeas.
Somebody
shipment.
Stole your chickpeas.
So they're like asking for help. Have you seen the shipment?
See, and that's where I'm surprised because you would assume this is the perfect crime because I could steal 6,000 pounds of chickpeas and no one's going to ask.
No one would care.
Like, no one cares.
You know, you'd think the restaurant would be like, oh, thank God we can just eat regular food instead.
We can't make hummus now.
Oh, no!
Chickpeas.
The chickpeas will go to waste. So nobody knows where
they
the chickpeas
don't know.
Are
they're
and
in DC
who's
somewhere.
Responsible.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you see some random guy selling buckets of hummus on the side of the road, it's probably him. He's the one that's.
And if you buy a bucket of hummus, then that's on you.
I can't help you. There should be coronavirus in that bucket, and that's you can't be helped if that's what
yuck,
you're doing.
Yuck bucket.
That is a yuck yuck right there. Sometimes you got to cleanse yourself of the sins.
It sounds like you really need to cleanse yourself.
Well, you know, sometimes you just get caught up in the wonder and the goodness that is you.
Actually, I'll take it back. Sounds like you may enjoy cleansing yourself too much. You're really feeling yourself right now.
It's a little embarrassing what I was doing, but at the same time, I don't know. Not super apologetic about it.
Oh.
But I just had such an egomaniac moment out in public, no less. People around everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I caught myself because I didn't even realize I was doing it until I had been doing it for several minutes.
Oh, gosh.
There I was standing in the parking lot of the grocery store just admiring how cool my car is, man. I tell you what.
Correct.
I was just standing there admiring the glory of my automobile.
Okay, I thought you were going to say looking at your shadow.
I know. I
didn't
know what it was
like,
going to be.
Flexing.
Ooh, look at that nice little shadow. Look at that silhouette.
You know, I was like, okay, that's a lot.
I will pile on. This one was not, in public, but I did do this just yesterday in the mirror. I don't know, man. Monica, you tell me. Antoine, I can ask you too, but it'll be weirder. Do my arms just look really good to y'all right now? Because I feel like they do.
You've been working at your arms?
Those forearms, they look strong and veiny, don't they?
Look
in a good way, don't they?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you've always been about your arms, though.
Yeah, but they look pretty good right now.
Yeah. I thought you were about to say, you've always been about yourself. That's what I thought you were about to say right there. I thought this was you about to say.
Also true.
But I don't know. Do they just do they seem a little better right now?
Wow. For the listeners, he is right here like Hulk Hogan flexing right now.
I'm trying to get a competition.
It's the forearm specifically. I'm trying to show off.
But I see you.
It's not so much tickets to the gun show, but it's like the pre-show as you're heading up the forearm highway.
So what?
They look pretty good, don't they?
Did the sun hit your car a certain way? Was it like a nice glare? Was it like open, no other cars around it?
I was just kind of sitting there in the parking lot, and I was looking at it going, man, you know what? This is a fine ride I got right here.
Uh-huh. This is a fine ride.
It's a relatively new car still for me because my old car got smashed to bits, mm-hmm. which in hindsight, kind of happy about because this car is way cooler.
Yeah. Has anyone stopped you and said, I like your car?
Zach did.
He stopped himself.
I did. I could say yes, but then I'd be lying in this confessional booth. And
don't bring it down, Monica. No,
people have said that my car, it's kind of a cool looking car. It's a Toyota Camry.
Yeah.
But it's the sports model.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's sportier.
It does
it's
have a different
sleek.
Body to it. Yeah.
It's a cool looking car. It's gotten me 2 speeding tickets, I think, because it looks so cool. Ooh. I don't know. Yeah.
Because I've had a couple compliments on my car. And I was like, oh, this is the first. Because, I mean, I was used to the Dodge Neon that had duct tape on it. So it felt different to have, compliments on it.
Not to interject myself into your compliment, but I will. The only reason that people compliment your car is because it's a copycat of mine.
It is not.
You got the Honda version of my car.
Anyway.
I sat in your car when you said, hey, I got a new car, which you got after mine. It's the same car on the inside and out. The rims are different. That's about it.
Well, then all cars are the same.
Yeah.
All cars are the same.
Well, I have a Jeep, so my car is nothing
yours.
Yours
is ugly. I know. It's gross in comparison to ours. But yeah, it only further proves the fact that I had to sit there and have my egomaniac moment that my car looks so dang good that Monica Brooks herself had to copy it.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Wow.
No, not at all.
Look at you
not
loving
at all.
Me. Wait, hang on. Just for you, this is a present just for you. I'll let you see the arms one more time. There you go. Let's go back in time and steal stuff. Gotta get back in time. Way back Wednesday. But stealing. More like working the system. Mm-hmm. And I feel like everybody's done it at some point in their life or been a party to it.
Yeah.
You get your ma who puts egg rolls in her purse at the Chinese buffet. You know, I would say the elderly are some of the best scammers.
Oh.
And everybody always claims, the elderly are the ones that are always getting scammed. And while that may be true, like this text at 52353, my papa was always falling for those email scams saying he had like $1.3 million in Iraq.
Oh, gosh.
Mom had to take the internet away from him.
Take it away.
But at the same time, there's plenty of Grandma Boom Boom Bettys out there.
Boom Boom Betty.
Boom Boom Betty.
I got a text right here. My grandma would take us to all the movies. We would theater hop, watch every movie playing, bag full of snacks. No one dared to stop Grandma Boom Boom Betty. That's from Trisha.
They wouldn't stop her.
Theater hopping.
She's grandma. You can't say anything to grandma.
And I know what Betty would do. She'd pretend she was all old and confused if someone came up to her. Ma'am, where's your ticket? You can only go to one?
Yeah.
Is this Star Wars? I'm sorry. I thought it was Star Wars.
Never mind. Just go sit down.
Waited tables and we had a woman come in and she ordered toast. And then she would take all the jellies. Like, she was like, she would just dump all the jellies. I'm like, what happened? I know I just filled the jellies up.
Steal them all. I know you. I know what's going on. Look at this this person. I was thinking about it because I was reading this article about this woman who confessed that they used to just scam Pizza Hut left and right when she was a kid. Because it's the Book It program, which is the reading program.
Yes.
I think they still have it.
Uh-huh. I think so.
Where if you read a couple of books, 3 books, whatever it is, then your teacher will have all these vouchers and they'll sign off on it. Yeah. Well, guess what? Her nanny was a retired elementary school teacher, and she had a stack of them, y'all.
No.
Yep. So she spent her entire youth eating nothing but Pizza Hut.
Grandma
I like that.
That.
Yep, I like
Grandma
it.
Do it. This is one I don't recommend, but I used to scam the pizza place back in Massachusetts because I had a friend who worked there. He was a delivery driver. And this would be in summer, and we didn't have school, and we were just messing around and doing nothing. And so we would always call in a takeout order about an hour before he was scheduled to leave. We'd put it under a name that he knew it was us. Mm-hmm. And then we'd just never come get it. And then he'd be like, hey, can I take this pizza with me? Sure, they're not coming. And we had that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think they knew, too.
Yeah, they knew.
I have a scam that I used to do as a kid that I kind of do recommend because it's not legal. It's it's a little dishonest, but whatever.
Okay.
So you know, like how you know kids will sell like those candy bars.
Oh yes, dollar candy bars. They're pretty good.
My uncle.
I thought you were gonna say they're pretty overpriced, but yeah.
Oh yeah, they are overpriced. Uh-huh. My uncle put me onto this. He said when you go to sell them, take all the candy bars out except for one,
uh-huh.
and just tell them you're selling the last one.
Yeah.
Because an adult is more than likely going to buy the last one, even if they don't want it. They're just going to buy that last one.
Man, look, he's been working so hard. Look at all these ones he sold. I'll buy your last one for you, so you can be done.
And he says if you're confident, you can put two. You can do your last two if you can really talk it up. And so that's how I sold like all of my candy as a kid.
Nice.
I would be like, excuse me, this is my last one. If you can just buy the last one, then I meet my goal.
Yeah.
Dang, that's what kids should do now.
The door selling the candy bars. Yeah, and I had a kid knock at the door. And he was like, you want a candy bar? I'm like, oh, all right, I'll buy one of your bars. And then when he left, I took a bite. I'm like, it's pretty good. Where's the kid? Somebody walk off so fast.
I need three more.
I used to get free baseball cards all the time. I mean, kids today, y'all have no idea, but it used to be fun to collect baseball cards. They had these pictures on them. And so my dad would take me to these baseball card shows. And all these different tables would be set up of people selling their stuff. And, and I loved that. And so what I would do to get free baseball cards, and my dad would give me $20. And he'd say, this is what you get for the day, and you can buy whatever you want. So I would immediately, I was always trying to get my sets together, and I would need these cheapies, these cards that only cost like 5 cents. So I would go over to someone that had all the cheapies, and I would find the one that I needed, and I would just take one. 5 cents. That's it. And I would say, I just need this one. You say, okay, it's 5 cents. And I'd hand him, I'd say, well, this is all I have is the 20. And every single table would go, just take it.
Just
it's
take
fine.
I'm not about to give you $19.95.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Man, I get me like 10 or 11 cheapies doing that.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed it. That was
smart.
My scam. Ugh. See, there's scamming and then there's yucky. This person, 52353, my grandma carried a gallon Ziploc bag in her purse and go to all-you-can-eat seafood buffets for, quote, after-dinner snacks.
Popcorn shrimp? Got some of that? Your purse? Come on.
Seafood should never be left over, never heated up in the microwave at work. None of those things. WXLK HD, Roanoke.
WXLK HD.
Roanoke.
The K92 Morning Thing.
Yeah, no, I already said that.
K92, Miss Monica's hot list.
For the folks in the back.
So stupid. I could've
just one more time
thing.
For the congregation.
Yeah. Oh, that's so dumb.
Okay, so Brad Pitt, what is he up to now that, you know, he's dealing with Angelina Jolie and the kids, and
what's
he's just kind of hanging out with Leo, and he's, I don't know.
Single.
Yeah, he's just floating about. Well, he said his next big project is with HGTV.
Interesting.
Okay, I know.
So I won't see it then.
You won't, it's Brad Pitt, you won't check it out?
No. What is he doing with them?
Well, he has a new show. He wants to do Celebrity IOU, and he helps famous people make renovations to their home.
Absolutely not.
I don't want to watch famous people.
I'm going to watch
get out of
famous
here.
People get free renovations to their house.
Right.
Yes. And it'll probably be all his best friends. So it'll be like George Clooney.
Right. It's going to be things like, hey, you know, we already spent $4 million
Julia
on
Roberts.
This living room, but let's just repaint it anyway.
You, the first one is Leo, and Leo has that vitamin shower. He'll probably say, I no longer want the vitamin shower.
But as long as he puts it on Craigslist and I can get it for $25 and the Craigslist price is right,
so
then I'm good to go.
Watch him?
I would only watch if I care to see, if I want to know what their house looks like. So if he does Will Smith, I'm like, all right, I'm going to see what your house looks
MTV
like.
That's MTV Cribs. You know, it could have just had
it
that.
It is.
I've gotten so impatient with any of those renovation shows. I mean, I love sort of the before and the after, but really now I feel like I can see that in an Instagram post.
Yeah.
Just
in a highlight clip.
True.
There's before, swipe to the right, there's after. Cool. Done.
Yeah. But it is hilarious.
Watch a whole show in 1 second.
I'm only working with famous people.
Oh, come on, Brad.
I know.
It's a show called One Percenter.
Yes, pretty much. Okay. So Emily Blunt. So she's in the movie The Quiet Place, which if you haven't seen the movie,
I have not.
Fire.
Yes. Oh,
fire.
So intense.
Oh my God, it's the best
love
movie
it.
Ever.
And
you
I think
can't
they're
watch
coming
with
out
kids,
with
though.
The Quiet Place 2, right?
Yeah, that's why
in 2 weeks.
She's out and about and she's doing press for
yes.
it.
Yes.
Because
I
didn't
wait
realize there
it.
Was a sequel coming, and then I automatically assumed, because I have not seen the first one. I would like to.
Oh,
I just
yes.
I just have
oh,
a
you
the
have to
first...
be home by yourself. No kids
and you
can
will
be there.
Feel it. Yeah, she will feel the emotion in the first few minutes.
Okay, so if I'm just get a divorce and I can just
you can't be.
Oh my gosh.
You can't have any noise around you. Yeah, it's really good.
Okay. And so I when I saw it, The Quiet Place 2 was coming out, I thought, oh God, this is going to be one of these ones where now like Nicolas Cage is in it or something.
No.
So but she's back, and is he back too? John Krasinski, is he back in this thing?
I don't think, probably
I can't talk. I can't,
Say
can't talk about
this.
Okay.
We can't talk
well,
about this.
Yeah. I wonder what happened to him at the end of the last movie. I don't know. She says that she gets scared watching it, even though she knows what's happening.
And you're in it. Is it still tense and scary?
I mean, it is, and I know where the scares are coming from, but it is that scary that I still jump.
You
still
jump
do.
At yourself being jumped
being scared.
At. Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Oh, it's going
to
be great.
I can't wait to see it.
Should get like her. They could do like a spinoff. Get her and the Bird Box chick. Let's go ahead and do
Sandra
that.
Sandra Bullock?
Yeah. All blind, all
they
quiet.
They can have a Bird Box too.
No, they'll do both.
A Bird Box?
A Quiet Bird Box.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a crossover where the Quiet Place people end up crossing over the Bird Box people.
They show
and,
up
and
there.
And the one chick will be like, hey, what are you doing? She'll be like, shut up. You know, like that's where the crossover happens.
Oh, man.
It's at the Canadian border. That's where it all goes down.
We got some new secrets to spill and an update on somebody who got caught red-handed.
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone?
Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out.
Dirty little secrets. You text them into 52353. Sometimes they get you on the phone, too. We got somebody here in a minute keeping a secret from her hubby. Here's someone. We were talking about scams you work. Text 52353. A delivery driver who would come in with just married written on the back of his car, try to get better tips.
Oh,
that's smart.
Yeah,
pizza
yeah.
guy, something like that. That's a good one. Let's see. Text 52353. Once a month since I've been back from maternity leave, I sneak to have a massage. I tell my mom, who's watching the kids, that I have to work late. I don't even tell my husband, and sometimes even get him to rub my back when I get home from picking the kid up. Because it was, quote, such a long day.
Oh, man. She's working that one.
And Monica, I know every lady listening is like, hell yeah, girl, you take Ooh. That. But if you had reversed the roles on that one, that guy's going to sleep in a sewer tonight.
Well.
Yeah, I know.
That's how life happens. Yeah. How life works.
Life does happen. Remember the dude who had his secret hack about when he was late for work and how he would clock in and not clock in?
Yeah, like he
dude?
Wouldn't clock in. His boss would tell him to go clock
in
or something.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So this dude texted because he was late for work that day, too. He said, so what I do is instead of clocking in late, I just go in and I start working. Because nobody notices I was late. And then 45 hour later, my boss says, hey, you forgot to clock in. Go clock in. And so text update 52353. I was late and my boss was listening to K92 when I got to work. So he turned on the radio, turned around and said, it's funny. This almost sounds like you that they're talking about right now. Because it was.
Yeah.
But then started laughing and said, you're a genius. I applaud you.
Oh,
so.
Man.
Hey, I mean, it's smart. It was very smart.
Because we can bring people together to laugh about stuff. But what I don't like is when we bring people together so one of them gets fired.
Somebody gets in trouble.
Yeah, that's really not my goal around here. The goal is to just, enjoy juicy little secrets and have some fun. So we say good morning to Janet. Not a real name. It's not Janet. But hi, Janet.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What are you doing?
Just on my way to work.
Yes. What's
it?
It's
like, hey.
This is a very small talk conversation right
Stop
now.
Stop avoiding the question. No, you've got your dirty little secret. So what you up to there, Naughty?
Okay, so my husband and I are both on a diet and we're not doing any sugar.
Okay.
No sugar.
Okay. That's a tough one, man. That one makes total sense.
Mm-hmm.
In the world of nutrition and sensibilities and we're going to cut out sugar. My wife will make that statement sometimes.
No sugar.
Like, we're going to cut out sugar.
No.
I'm like, I ain't playing along. Get out of here. So anyway, continue.
So what he doesn't know is that I hide snacks at work. I have a drawer full of snacks.
Yeah.
For those cravings, it's hard. The no sugar is really hard.
So you're not doing it. I mean, you're not doing it.
I'm doing it at home.
Yeah, and that's.
And see, but
she
I like
spends
that, yeah.
she spends 16 hours roughly, probably if you work 8 hours. 16 hours not at work. So
it's fast.
Still the majority of her day.
Yeah, she's fasting at home.
And I appreciate this new argument. Well, I diet at home. I mean, I feel like that's good.
Yeah.
What are you doing at Arby's? I'm not home.
Exactly.
Nobody said we had to diet everywhere. You know what? Okay. I would nail this Not Janet to the wall, and I would make her feel guilty,
but.
And I'd make her apologize, mm-hmm. and I'd tell her what a horrible person she is and all that mm-hmm. stuff. But I have a pretty good feeling. I'd say 98% chance that your husband's doing the same damn
He's
thing.
He's doing the same thing.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Neither one of you guys are...
If you're laying the hammer down on him, though, when he's home and he wants a sweet treat, you're like, I can't believe
Well,
you.
He's laying the hammer down on her at home again.
Yeah.
Home is where the diet is, remember,
yes.
Monica? Let me ask you this, Not Janet. Does he seem happy or is he like a really angry person on this diet.
But honestly, his moods seem to have improved.
Yeah, so that's why he's eating chocolate at work. Yeah,
he's
exactly.
figured it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At first, it was a little rough. He was angry. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then he's like, oh, I can just slink a Kit Kat here. Mm-hmm.
So it's okay. Two wrongs make a right in this situation.
Now.
Don't be slow.
Speed counts. Time to train your brain with the K92 Morning Thangs. Think fast.
It's time to add way too much intensity. Okay. You're going to blow everything out of proportion.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And it seems fitting in this world of the coronavirus to bring back Think Fast.
Yep.
To overreact to everything. And have sort of an all coronavirus edition
okay.
of Think Fast
oh,
right
man.
Here.
It's all scary.
Oh, yeah. It's good. It's fun scary, though. It's like, right. it's like, boo, rah, you know, all that. Let's say good morning to Jenna. Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning.
All right, Jenna, the choice is yours. Team Monica or Team Antoine? Jenna?
Team Monica. Okay. Stanton River Woo! Represent.
Oh, yeah, man.
Golden Eagles, hey.
The River Rats are together on this one. Jenna and Woo! Monica. That means Chris. Good morning, Chris. Oh, my button didn't work. I'm trying. Chris, good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Chris, did you go to with Chatham?
Chatham High School.
Chatham High School, Chris?
Uh-huh. I did not.
Ah, Chris.
What's your mascot?
Cavalier.
Okay. Antoine anyway.
Chris, let me ask again. Did you go to Chatham High School?
I did not.
Come on, Chris.
Chris, let me ask again. Did you go to Chatham High School?
I did.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
That's Chris from Algebra 1. Me and Chris, we sat beside each other.
I told you, Zach, I did not.
No.
Zach, I said it once.
Oh, my God.
Did your button not push?
All right. Antoine and Monica, you hear how it works? I give you a category. I give you a letter, scream it out. Whoever gives me an answer first is the winner of the round. Best of five.
A correct answer.
Well, yes.
Just making sure. Mm-hmm. All right.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah, Monica.
Here we go. Think fast, round one. A thing that freaks out germaphobes that starts with the letter W.
Weezing.
Wet wipes.
You said wheezing?
Wheezing.
Well, I'm going to go with wheezing is correct because wet wipes would not freak out a germaphobe.
Somebody can't breathe.
They
like,
love
ooh.
It. Yeah, but someone who's wheezing, that, yes, that is the correct answer. Monica Brooks.
Okay. All right.
You get a point on that one.
All right. Okay.
1-0.
Wheezing.
Oh, who thinks of that? Monica does. Round two, think fast. Here we go.
All right.
Something people love to hoard at the grocery store.
Uh-oh. Okay.
That starts with the letter.
Lysol. Oh.
I heard Antoine
okay.
first. Lysol.
What did you say?
I don't know.
She said.
I don't know.
I believe she said.
Lines.
Ooh, Lysol. Okay.
Lime right. juice.
I think she said lipes.
There
she
we go.
Wipes and she said lipes. 1-1. Okay. All tied up.
All right.
How you feeling, Monica?
All right, I guess.
How you feeling, Antoine?
I'm my hands are sweaty.
I know.
Trying to freak
we,
you
we
out.
We need some wipes over
sweaty.
Here.
Yeah. Okay. I need some underwear.
Round 3. Think fast. A thing people are afraid of. That starts with the letter C.
Caterpillars.
Caterpillars. Caterpillars. Monica Brooks.
Because there's one that will sting you and you have to go to the hospital.
A caterpillar is not.
We didn't need an explanation.
There's a weird caterpillar in this area that if it gets on your skin, you'll get an infection.
You got the point. You got the point. Stop lying.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
No, we don't.
Text in about it because y'all probably been stung.
Don't text in.
It's a different insect.
If you've been stung by a caterpillar,
you've been stung by the caterpillar. It's a local caterpillar. It's a type of caterpillar.
The local caterpillar,
yes,
really.
It's a weird one. It looks funny.
It's only in Stanton River.
Oh, you know the Stanton River stinging caterpillar.
They know what I'm talking about. And you'll end up in the hospital.
It's their mascot. They claim it's an eagle, but it's some sort of barbed up ornery caterpillar instead.
Are you Googling?
Okay.
I am Googling. I'm looking this up.
Actually, I think in Stanton River, they're still using Ask Jeeves. They're not even doing that anymore. Okay. That's a point for Monica, though.
2-1. All right.
Monica, you get this. Who win? Antoine, you need this to stay alive. You're taken out back and you're killed.
All right.
Thrown to the dumpster.
Come on. I got this for Chris. Let's
go. This is the all freak out slash coronavirus edition of Think Fast.
I have a headache.
Give me a gross habit people have.
Oh, no.
That starts with the letter D.
Dig it in their butt.
Dig it in their butt. Yeah. Correct answer. Victory.
Yes, I won.
Monica Brooks.
Digging in their butt.
Oh, yeah.
Digging in your butt. Ow.
Sexy. Ow. Ain't nothing wrong.
Digging in your butt.
All night long.
I'm
coronavirus.
So sorry,
oh, man. This might be coming together here. Coronavirus.
That's why I was like, I gotta
I've been trying to come up with a song for the coronavirus. Dirty. Everything wrong.
My brain just doesn't work that way. My brain doesn't work the way Monica's brain works.
Stupid.
No.
I would argue that Monica's brain is different.
Yeah. Well, you know what I say to that? Dig it in your butt. Ow. Sexy. Ain't nothing wrong if you dig it in your butt all night long. Coronavirus.
Are you guys proud of yourselves right now?
Coronavirus. A little bit. And Jenna, she's happy. She's like, I got a prize. So she can either go see Stump, which is going to be at the Berglund Center on the 18th, Wednesday the 18th at the Berglund Center, or she can go see Impractical Jokers.
I'm going to tell you this much. I'm going to be more proud when our guy Harrison helps us put together a video for this, and Antoine has to be digging in his butt.
I'll quit first.
Put on that poop hat and start digging
in
your butt.
I'm going back to my previous employer.
He said, will you marry me? And then he dumped her.
It's the K92 Morning Thanks. Yeah. Most viral.
Yeah, just another day on The Bachelor, baby.
Peter
made his final choice. He chose Hannah Ann.
Oh, Hannah. I like her. Lot.
You do. What's your favorite thing about Hannah?
Yeah, do tell. No, excuse me, Antoine.
Hannah Ann.
Says right here.
Hannah Ann.
What's your favorite thing about Hannah Ann?
Yeah. She's just down to earth chick, you know.
Yeah, she is. Mm-hmm. Well, she's single again because he proposed to her and then dumped her.
So upset.
Dumped her right afterward. My God.
Hannah Ann.
I can't with the name Hannah Ann. It's too much. Yeah, why the Ann? Hannah Ann. It's like you're just not, like you forgot to close your mouth.
Yeah.
Hannah Ann? Hannah Ann, what? Okay, yeah, so he proposes, and then a month later, when they get them back together. So it's the two clips are put together. So just listen to him propose.
Hannah Ann. You're passionate, and above all else, you are one of a kind. And my heart chooses you forever.
Forever.
Hannah Ann. Will you marry me?
Hannah Ann.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to be as honest.
So you think it's in the name.
It's the name.
It is?
It's the name.
Yeah.
Hannah Ann. Yeah, he kept saying it to everybody. I'm married to going to get married to a woman named Hannah Ann.
She's
oh my God, I can't do it.
My name isn't Hannah.
Hannah Ann.
It's Hannah Ann.
Yeah, so they get back together and says, oh, by the way, that forever thing I said,
Trying to be as honest with myself and be as honest with you as I possibly can. Because I've not been able to give my entire heart to you, and you know why that is.
Torn and conflicted, Peter, all throughout the night stood by your side. And you took the most precious moment that I could ever imagine away from me. I can't even look at you anymore.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably because her last name was Mann. M-A-N-N. He said, I can't with this.
Hannah Ann Mann.
I can't. I'm done.
Hannah Ann Mann.
You
just can't keep saying that.
Yes.
I suppose it's better than Hannah Ann Ding Dong.
Yes, I'm done.
So he's decided, well, I still have feelings for the runner-up Madison, which I think could have just chosen her in the first place.
Madison's like, what?
Yeah. So they're giving it a go, and that chick's mother hates this guy.
I watched that. I watched that drama unfold. Yeah. Okay.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, because yeah, Hannah Ann
so
Mann.
Much. It's
bye.
So much.
Coming up on the next episode of Digging in Your Butt.
It's so much.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, what is he doing? Getting a new tattoo?
No, he's talking about Cleveland slang.
Okay.
Because he's, I guess, from Cleveland.
Yeah.
He might be my least favorite rapper just based solely on the name. I just can't with this Machine Gun. What do you call the guy? What do you call him?
I don't know what his... Because his name
Kelly.
Is.
I'm not. His name's not Kelly. His name's like Irvin or
it's
something.
Colson.
Colson
Baker.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's talking about the phrase "That's so Jake" or something.
That's Jake. I've never ever heard anyone else say that outside of Cleveland, but like it means that's whack. Like that's dead. Who is Jake? No one knows. I don't know, but he must suck because he got that is like the like you don't want to be like Jake.
I think we
just don't say it.
Yeah, why don't we replace it to with MGK?
That's so stupid.
That's MGK. How about that?
That's so stupid.
Yeah, it's whack. It's stupid. We'll go with that one.
Rude.
Oh, Monica Brooks, try to contain your excitement. On tap now, coming to a bar near you.
Hey, Earl, another cold one?
You got it.
See if you can figure out what they're talking about.
Cool, refreshing HVR. You either love it or you really love it.
HVR.
HVR.
So not MGK.
I know what it is.
You know what it is? What is it?
Yeah. Are you going to guess?
H-V-R.
Mm. It's vitamin-rich water.
Why would the W be?
P, good? But it's P, though.
I have a guess.
H-V-R. Yeah.
H-V-R. Antoine?
Hidden Valley Ranch.
Correct.
No.
There you go.
Gave, ooh. Ew. H-V-R sounds so cool. What is it? So runny. What is that?
It's a ranch.
It's the ranch. Is the ranch.
Yeah, they're pouring it in the glass, yeah. Aren't they?
HVR actually sounds like something that happens to your pelvis that you don't want. Yeah. Like, oh my God, I got HVR. It hurts
so
bad.
Oh no, in my hip.
Yeah, they're doing some sort of pub crawl or something. One of the places is going to have it, Hidden Valley Ranch on tap. So if you want to enjoy.
That's real? That's the real deal?
It'll take you there.
I like to just say copycats because I think it was this show, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago now. There's an old episode of Ridiculousness on MTV. Mm-hmm. Where the evil and former member of the K92 Morning Thang team, Tim Ray, drank a glass of ranch and then spit it all over the wall. It's on an episode of Ridiculousness. I get an updated waiver form about once a year for that thing. So just ask for it by name.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.